Well, good afternoon once again, church. Welcome to Spring Revival 2023. Our first sermon text is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. The subtext is taken from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11 in verse 29. So this is a bit of a spoiler alert, because this is where we're going to end up. Jesus says this, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. In Jeremiah's day, sin was rampant, and it was practiced without shame. The prophets and the priests kept up the trappings of religion, but they failed to call out sin and to call for repentance. Where are we today? Would anyone argue the point that sin is being practiced and celebrated without any shame whatsoever? And where is the church on this? Where are you on this? Trappings, entertainment, and programs abound. But who is for truth and for holiness? You know, the natural man will always gravitate to the pathways of sin. The progressive thinks that he's finding new paths, but he's mistaken. For the scripture says, is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new. It has already been in ancient times before us. So the pathways of sin, we might say, are the old paths where the bad way is. These paths go all the way back to Cain, who did the will of his father, the devil. His anger, jealousy, and pride got the better of him. And he chose anger and rage. Friends, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you. Do not open the door and take its paths. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the pathways of sin are not appointed for you. Let us also avoid Balaam's pathway of sin, that of greed and covetousness. What good is it to you if you fight over nickels and dimes for some inheritance or some other credit, even if it's rightfully yours, if you're going to lose your testimony? Why not take the wrong for Christ's sake? Also, consider, what do you want and what do you need? May we be careful not to blaze pathways of our own ways. These things are what we're used to. They're well traveled by us, and we've become comfortable in our own ways. Experts at directing our own ways, what was once a sin of ignorance, when it becomes known, can either be repented of, rejected, and put away, or we can keep it as a secret sin, and it will become a presumptuous sin, and a seared conscience will be our testimony of this. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. So today, forsake the evil paths and let us get back on the good paths. Notice that our text says this: ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Notice that our text does not just tell us to take the good path. We are to ask for the good paths. We are enjoined to learn patience through prayer. The Lord has trailblazed a path for you, a path for your salvation by the blood of the Son. It is the path that David spoke of in Psalm, saying, "You will show me the path of life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." The one who travels this path will see no death. It is the good way, and every other good path flows from it. Take this path, and you will never walk alone, and God the Savior will forever walk this path with you. You may have heard the 23rd Psalm. I'd like to bring this forth that we might consider it in this light. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, the Bible talks about several other paths. Old paths, where the good way is. The psalmist speaks of paths of mercy and truth. There is the path of God's commandments. Paths of peace. The path of the just and paths of justice. God's paths. Straight paths. And Jeremiah commands us, set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway. Which highway are we talking about, friends? That'd be the highway of holiness. Amen. Amen. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. Friends, do not lose sight of the highway. Do not take any exits. Watch out for potholes. And if your car breaks down, Brother Steve, what are we going to do? We're going to keep right on walking. But if you do sin and you drift off, make sure that you've set up signposts to find your way back. And you can set up one of those signposts today. You know the kind. Your salvation. The day of your baptism. The day when you were faced with the great trial and you chose the good paths and you walked in them. The path of soul winning. Friends, if you haven't won your first soul to Christ, make that a priority. And if that doesn't get you back to your first love, I don't know what will. So let us carefully reread our text. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it, and then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. You know, Scripture is full of surprises. Have you ever noticed, and I'm going to take a bet that nobody has, but if you have, amen, that's awesome. But I hadn't noticed this until I was reading this verse. I says, you know, there's some words in that verse that sound really familiar. You will find rest for your souls. And I says, yeah, you know where that is? Matthew chapter 11 in verse 29. And you've got the same seven words that you've got in the book of Jeremiah. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You're going to find rest in the paths of God where the good way is, and you're going to find rest in the arms of the Savior who loves you. Is anyone unsettled? Is anyone worried? Is anyone anxious? Is anyone wet? Is anyone needing peace? Is anyone having trouble with anger, with forgiveness, with making a decision, with being certain of God's presence in your life? Then take Jesus up this morning on his invitation. For God's paths lead to God's peace. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these beautiful promises, for these beautiful exhortations, and for how you continually call us back into the fold. Lord, we are as sheep, and we need you. We need the good shepherd. Each and every way that we take, and each and every day that we live here on this earth. We thank you that you lead us. We thank you that you protect us. We thank you that you stave off the wild beasts. And we thank you that you appoint for us times and seasons to come back and to renew our relationship with you, Lord God. May your people get on fire for the Savior this very day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.